Test 3. Instructions. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. Write all of your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the real test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1 of your booklet. Section 1. You are going to hear a conversation between an agent and a client. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. Are you open yet?
Yes, we are. Come in. Would you like to rent an apartment in the city?
Well, kind of. I'd rather rent one near the harbor if possible.
Oh, okay. Do you like the water?
Yes, I do. But I actually repair sailboats for a living. So I'd like to be close to work.
That's understandable. We all want to live close to work. Well, I think I have something near there. How many rooms would you like?
Just one. I'm alone. But I would like to have an extra room for my dog.
So you'd like 2 rooms and an apartment that accepts animals. Here's one. It's 1 block up from the harbor and renting for $445. How's that?
That's perfect. Just what I was hoping to pay. What floor is it on?
Floor? Oh, it's on the 12th floor.
That's too high. I'd like to be on the 1st or 2nd floor so that I don't have to use the elevator. My dog, he's scared of them.
Oh, well then, that's a little more complicated. Let me make a few calls. Okay, I think I found a couple more for you. Here's one that might suit your needs.
How much?
$395 a month.
That's cheap.
But it's only a 1-bedroom. A large one, but it's still just 1 room.
Oh. Well, regardless of whether the room is small, I still need a separate room for my dog. What else do you have?
Then I have a 2-bedroom for $565 on the 2nd floor that is a little further away from the harbor.
How far?
About a 30 miles, and they accept pets.
That's a little more than I had planned on paying. But I guess I could look at it. What's the address?
224 Williams Avenue, Harbor Square.
224 Williams Avenue. Got it.
Now look at questions 7 to 10. As the talk continues, answer questions 7 to 10.
What else is included?
Let's see. It has a washer and dryer, refrigerator and stove, a bed, dressers and shelves, and access to a swimming pool, game room, and gym.
Ooh, I'll definitely take a look.
Hi, how did you like it?
It's great. I love the amenities, but the bed and furniture are awfully dirty. Can they replace those before I move in?
Sure, that shouldn't be a problem. Anything else?
Yeah. I didn't see anywhere to park my car. Is there a parking lot in the basement?
Yes, there is. Would you like to rent a space?
No, I'd like that to be included in the rent.
Oh, well, I'll see what I can do, but I can't guarantee that. Do you want to take it anyhow?
If those 2 issues were solved, I would love to take it.
This is the end of Section 1. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now turn to Section 2. Section 2. In this section, you are going to hear a talk on ginseng. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Good morning. Today we'd like to talk with Mr. Schumacher of Kaiser Farms. Mr. Schumacher, what is in ginseng that makes it so special?
Thanks. The key elements in ginseng are the active ingredients known as ginsengosides. All true ginseng products on the market contain a certain percentage of ginsengosides, and a number of factors determine how much. The age of Wisconsin ginseng when harvested plays a major role in determining the natural level of ginsengosides. Tests have shown that the older the plant, the higher the ginsengoside content. 5-year-old Wisconsin ginseng plants have had ginsengoside levels as high as 20%. As a family operation, one of our strategies in producing the highest quality product available is to only harvest 4- and 5-year-old roots. The majority of Wisconsin ginseng harvested is 3 years old. The reason for this is that the expenses to care for and the possibility of disease increase as the plants become older. By limiting the amount of ginseng that we plant each year, we are able to provide the necessary attention and care to produce the highest quality 4- and 5-year-old roots.
Now look at questions 15 to 20. As the talk continues, answer questions 15 to 20.
What is Wisconsin ginseng used for?
There are two real species of ginseng on the market today: Panax, Korean or Chinese, and Panax, quinquefolius, Wisconsin. Since ginseng has been used for thousands of years in China, it is easiest to explain the differences in ginseng by using traditional Chinese herbal philosophy. Wisconsin ginseng is considered a cooling type herb, and Korean or Chinese ginseng are considered heating type herbs. As a cooling herb, Wisconsin ginseng is used as a preventative medicine. Here in the United States, Wisconsin ginseng is considered an adaptogen. As an adaptogen, Wisconsin ginseng acts to normalize body functions and strengthen the immune system and other systems in the body. Over a longer period of time, it builds up energy and maintains the body at a higher level, acting to reduce stress and fatigue. As a heating herb, Panax ginseng is used more as a stimulant and is often prescribed in China when the body is recovering from an illness and is worn down and in need of a rapid boost of energy. It is only recommended to be taken over short periods of time and not continuously. Wisconsin ginseng is considered the premier ginseng in China because it can be taken on a continuous basis and acts as a preventative type medicine by slowly building up the body. Wisconsin ginseng fits in perfectly with the Chinese herbal philosophy of preventative type medicine. Unlike here in the US, where we often wait until we are ill to seek medical attention, the traditional Chinese medicinal philosophy concentrates on building up the body to prevent illness. Based on the way Wisconsin ginseng has been prescribed in China, it is the correct ginseng to be taken for the majority of the consumers. Travel to China and see firsthand the ginseng that is considered the world's finest ginseng.
This is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 3. Section 3. In this section, you are going to hear a conversation on animal protection. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Thanks for joining us today, Mike. How did Baja California become a consideration for a condor release?
Our recovery plan for California condors requires us to re-establish the birds in as much as their former range as possible. Baja, being the southernmost recent range for the California condor, works well in that they were only recently lost from the area, mid-1930s, and considerable habitat still remains. It is very isolated with very few people in the area. The mountains are spectacular, ranging up to 10,000 feet, or 3,000 meters. Our selected release site is at nearly 8,000 feet, 2,400 meters.
Mike, how many birds do you envision flying free in this area, Baja, in the future?
We will be releasing 4 to 8 birds on a yearly basis and will reconsider the situation when we have 20 birds in the area.
What age do the birds have to be before moving them?
That's a good question. Typically, we move them at 8 months to 18 months old. Birds are ready to fledge, or leave, from the nest at 6 to 7 months of age. In our current release group in Baja, we have birds as old as 30 months. It will be interesting to see how they behave. I expect that they will want to range more than younger birds and make it challenging for us to keep up.
Is there a maximum number of birds a certain area can support?
Yes, it's called the carrying capacity for any area, for any species. In our case, our strategy to find that number is to saturate the environment to a level where we determine that the birds are showing difficulty either in finding food, behaviorally, or in survivorship. That level is greatly determined by the availability of food in the area and nesting possibilities.
Now look at questions 26 to 30. As the talk continues, answer questions 26 to 30.
What do you hope to accomplish with this release in the long run?
I expect that well within 10 years, the condors will be flying north and joining birds already released in Southern California. Hopefully, we will reach at least 150 birds in each of these populations within about 15 years.
What would you say is the biggest contribution to the California condor program's success?
That would have to be the fact that we were able to breed the birds in captivity from the 27 birds we started with in 1987 to the 205 birds we have today. This is thanks to cooperation between the San Diego Wild Animal Park, the Los Angeles Zoo, and the World Center for Birds of Prey in Bois, Idaho.
Are there any problems keeping track of and protecting your released animals outside of the U.S.?
Nope. We are using radio transmitters and will be using the new satellite and GPS transmitters as well.
Which system is better?
Using satellites. The advantages over radio telemetry are numerous. It makes it possible to keep up with the bird's flight without being led miles in a matter of minutes. It took the young condor only a week to migrate across the state, and with just radio telemetry, poor weather can keep a plane grounded, and not all roads are accessible to track them on ground. New technology will allow one to be able to track birds that are not accessible by plane. Also, it is a new way to gauge the effectiveness of reintroduction.
How so?
If a condor transmitter works properly, researchers will get a location every 10 days for about 2 years.
Do you see an end in sight for the need to breed condors in captivity?
Yes, that would be great. but it will take a while for us to establish the two wild populations and make sure that they are sustainable. Part of our recovery is to maintain a captive flock of 150 birds in various zoos around the country as a safety net for the future.
This is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4. Section 4. In this section, you are going to hear a lecture on ecology. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 35. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Good afternoon. I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Carey, who will talk about the program in restoration ecology.
Thanks, Chris. A lot of people think that human beings can do whatever they want to the environment. But as Aldo Leopold taught, land is a system of interdependent parts which should be regarded as a community and not a commodity. Well, that idea has influenced what we teach here in our program, where students come from all over the world to learn about restoring native plant communities back into an ecologically natural state. This field is therefore a combination of formal science with practical applications, and that is quite attractive to many people. We have students, for example, from many different nations who come just to take part in this unique program. Our location is also quite unique. We have the world's oldest restored native plant community in Curtis Prairie at the Wisconsin Arboretum. Some say that this is proof that the science of restoration ecology was birthed in Wisconsin. Well, that may be oversimplified, but our reputation is strong. But students don't have to study prairies only. One student, Edmund Mukala, from the Congo, came to study restoring ancient wetlands in the Congo using knowledge gained from historic samples of the soil seed bank. Not all the seeds survived, but some can remain dormant for many years. Mr. Mukala wanted to find out what type of community would be most similar to that ancient seed bank. He has recently returned to the Congo and is now cooperating with the government to implement his findings.
Now look at questions 36 to 40. As the talk continues, answer questions 36 to 40.
So the only prerequisite for doing research here is that it is a native plant community. That means not just prairies, but wetlands, woodlands, savannas, and other environments. We're proud of the diversity of research topics in our program. And we continue to grow. This year we have 32 new students from 8 different countries. When students first arrive, they begin rigid coursework in statistics, ecology, plant identification, and the theory of landscape change. Then they take part in internships at local conservation agencies such as the Arboretum, the Nature Conservancy, the Parks Department, and others. We find internships to be crucial in helping students apply the knowledge they have gained in the classroom. And we're proud to say that, since the beginning, we have graduated 277 students with master degrees from our programs and 122 students with PhDs. Some have gone on to bigger and better things. One graduate is now the director of the Worldwide Fund for Nature in China. Another is the director of Parks Development in California. and others now lead their own research departments in universities around the world.
This is the end of Section 4. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.